Alright, in this lesson we're building one of those proper jungle and old school D&B tension moments. A rewind section that feels like a real selector move, but still stays DJ friendly, and that balance is the whole point, because in drum and bass, a rewind only works when it feels earned. If it happens too early, too often, or with no structure around it, it just feels like a random FX trick, but if you place it inside a clean phrase, strip the drums at the right moment, pull the bass out, and then bring the energy back with intention, it becomes a massive crowd moment. So the goal here is not just to reverse the drop. We're building a proper arrangement move inside Ableton Live 12 using stock tools. We want a clean phrase, a controlled stop, a rewind throwback, and a re-entry that still leaves the track mixable for another DJ. Let's think about the vibe first. In jungle, old school D&B, and darker rollers, the drums are the identity. The break pattern is what gives the track its personality, so the rewind moment has to respect that. We're not just slapping a huge whoosh on top and calling it done. We're making the drums, bass, and FX work together so the whole section feels like it belongs in a real tune. Start by placing the rewind in the right part of the arrangement. The best spots are usually the end of a 16-bar or 32-bar phrase, or right before the second drop. If you're working with a classic jungle structure, think in clean blocks, 8 bars of intro, 16 bars of groove, maybe 8 bars of variation, then your rewind, then a strong re-entry. That symmetry matters because DJs need to be able to count it. The rewind should feel like a deliberate exception inside an otherwise predictable structure. So drop a locator at the rewind point, and another one at the reset point. That way you can audition different placements quickly and keep the arrangement tight. Now let's build the rewind anchor. Before the rewind hits, start collapsing the mix. On the final bar, pull the bass out first. Then remove the kick for the last half bar or even the last quarter bar. Leave something human in there, like a snare tail, a chopped break fragment, or a little hat texture. That tiny leftover rhythm helps the listener still feel the bar line. If you're using a break, duplicate it to another audio track and slice the last bar into smaller pieces. You can do this manually or use simpler in slice mode. The important thing is to make the last part of the phrase feel like it's being peeled away, not just suddenly muted. A really effective move here is to automate auto-filter on the drum bus. Sweep it from bright down to darker over the final half bar. You might start around 16kHz and pull it down into that 2-4kHz range. That gives you the feeling of the track being sucked backward before it stops. And that's important. The ear notices the change in high-frequency motion very quickly. So even if the low end is already going away, that filter motion helps sell the rewind before the silence lands. Now let's create the rewind sound itself. Duplicate a one-bar section that has a few useful details in it. Break fills, ghost snares, cymbal hits, maybe a short stab or FX hit. If there's a bass note tail that's clean enough, you can include that too. Then reverse those clips. Align them so the energy swells toward the rewind point. That rising backward motion is what gives the rewind its character. And use fades aggressively. In jungle and D&B, clicks can ruin the illusion fast, so make sure that audio is clean. If you want a more controllable result, resample the whole moment. Create a new audio track set to resampling, arm it, and record the stop and reverse motion in real time. Then you can edit that recorded audio into one tight rewind event. This is often better than managing a bunch of separate clips, because it turns the whole thing into one solid musical gesture. If the reverse sounds too messy, use warp carefully. Complex Pro is good for tonal stuff, and Beats Mode can work well on break fragments if you want to preserve transient punch. Now let's add that tape stop style collapse. A rewind feels much heavier when the pitch briefly bends downward, like the whole system is losing momentum for a second. In Ableton, you can fake this with automation and stock devices. One option is to automate pitch movement on a resampled bus or on the clips themselves, dropping it very briefly by a few semitones. Another is to use frequency shifter on the rewind return and to automate a subtle downward drift. You don't need a huge, obvious bend. Tiny movement is often more believable. You can also add redux very lightly before the reverb or delay to rough up the tail. Keep it subtle. We're not trying to destroy the sound, just give it a little crumpled texture, so it feels less pristine and more like a real tape or selector style moment. If you want a classic bending stop effect, pitch loop 89 on a return track can also work really well. Keep the dry slash wet low, though. The idea is to blend it in like seasoning, not turn the whole transition into an effect demo. The strongest version usually combines three things: a reverse swell, a brief pitch fall, and a near silent gap right before the downbeat comes back in. That little void is what makes the return hit so hard. Next, carve out space so the rewind reads clearly. This is where people often go too far. They pile on too many FX layers, too much reverb, too much delay, and suddenly the whole thing turns to mud. Keep it focused on the rewind bus. Put a Q8 first and high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That removes low-end clutter immediately. If the area around 300 to 500 Hz starts sounding boxy, cut a bit there. If the reverse needs a little more air, give it a gentle boost around 6 to 9 kHz. You can also use utility to control width, but keep the sub centered. The rewind can get wide, but the return of the bass should stay tight and mono. On the main drum bus, automate a small level dip before the stop, maybe minus 2 to 4 dB. That gives the rewind more room to breathe. If the break feels too spiky, a touch of glue compressor can help, but keep it mild. Just enough to glue the drums together, not flatten them. And the bass is crucial here. If it's a Reese, a distorted sub, or a heavy layered low end, mute or filter it before the rewind. The rewind sounds much bigger when the bass disappears first and then returns with purpose. Now let's make sure the section still feels DJ friendly. That means the structure has to remain countable. A DJ should still know where the one lands, even if the track is doing something wild. A good club-ready rewind might look like this. 2 bars of reduced drums, 1 bar of rewind FX, 1 bar of reset or near silence, then 4 or 8 bars of re-entry, before the full bass returns. That gives the mix enough breathing room, while still giving the crowd a proper reload moment. You do not want a giant FX cloud that hides the next downbeat. The best rewind sections are dramatic, but they're still phrase-able. Another DJ should be able to mix into or out of it without guessing. Here's a useful teacher tip. Treat the rewind like a hooked edit point, not just an effect lane. If the listener can't predict where the energy lands, the moment loses its usability. In other words, the drama has to be organized. Now let's add some musical callback material. This is where the rewind becomes memorable instead of just functional. Take a short motif from earlier in the track. That could be a rave stab, a chopped vocal, a Reese hit, or a little break accent. Reverse it for the rewind phrase, then bring back the original version on the re-entry. That sense of call and response gives the section a story. For jungle and old school energy, even a tiny vocal shard or snare ghost can make a big difference. Keep one element human in the rewind zone. It could be a break chop, a ghost note, or a vocal slice. That makes the whole thing feel performed rather than purely automated. You can also use auto pan very subtly on a texture layer if you want a little movement underneath, but keep it gentle. We're talking tiny motion, not a dizzy effect. Now let's do the final automation pass. Check the drum bus volume one more time. Make sure the bass is cleanly removed before the stop. Bring the reverb or echo up only during the reverse throw, then kill it before the downbeat. If you use echo, keep the low end out of the feedback path. High pass it so the return stays clean. Then check the whole thing in mono using utility on the master or monitor chain. This is really important. If the first beat, after the rewind, doesn't hit in mono at low volume, it's not going to hit properly in the club either. Listen for a few common problems. If the sub is clipping during the stop, cut it earlier. If the first kick after the rewind is getting masked by reverb, shorten the tail. If the reverse drums are building too much low-mid mud, high pass them harder or shorten them by a beat. And if the whole section feels too cinematic and not DJ-friendly, simplify it. A lot of the time, a shorter rewind is heavier than a long one. In DNB, economy often wins. If you want to take this further, here are a few advanced variations worth trying. You can do a double rewind tease, where the track does a short rewind, comes back for one bar, then fakes another pullback before the real drop. That's a wicked selector style move. You can also try a halftime rewind inside a full-time groove. Let the drums keep a halftime feel while the FX section rewinds at full phrase speed. That contrast can make the return absolutely slam. Another strong variation is bass callback rewinding, where you reverse only a short bass phrase or re-stab instead of the drums. Then let the drums come back dry and straight on the downbeat. That works especially well in darker, more modern DNB. And if you want the old-school flavor turned up, use a rave stab rewind. Automate the filter, pan, and decay so it sounds like the stab is being pulled backward. For a more authentic, grimy feel, you can build a parallel rewind bus. One clean reverse layer, one dirty layer with saturator, redux, or drum bus, blended lightly together. That gives you clarity and grit at the same time. And one final pro move. Resample the rewind bus, then cut the best one bar version by hand. Often the bounced version feels more convincing than a stack of live devices because it commits the energy into one solid audio gesture. So to recap the core idea, structure first, effects second, build a clear phrase, cut the bass cleanly, design a short reverse throw, add a subtle pitch collapse, leave a tiny gap, then land hard on the downbeat. If the section stays countable, keeps the low end clean, and brings the groove back with attitude, you've got a rewind that works for jungle, old school DNB, rollers, and heavier bass music alike. For your practice, try building three versions of the same rewind. Make one minimal with just one reverse throw, one bass cut, and one clean return. Make one dirty with extra saturation or redux and a rougher break fragment. And make one DJ tool version that keeps the transition shorter and easier to mix from.